To bear trials with a calm mind robs misfortune of its strength and burden. Seneca. Hello, my fellow Stoics, and thank you for listening in to today's episode. So, a lot of the Stoic practice is challenging our mental impressions, and that does not fall short, especially when it comes to challenging our anxious thoughts. And as I've said in previous episodes, that modern day CBT therapy was actually created off of the foundation of Stoicism. So Stoicism, in a sense, helps the average person as well as the practicing Stoic challenge their anxious thoughts. CBT therapy, there is a particular type of technique that you can use called catch and release, as it relates to catching bad or anxious thoughts, challenging them, and then releasing them, letting them go, letting them realize that they are just thoughts, they are just your imagination. And this stems from the Stoic practice, which is challenging your anxious thoughts. Anxiety tends to focus our attention on negative possibilities, while we're caught up on fantasizing about an awful nature or awful future, we fail to realize that in the present moment, everything's actually okay. The pain that people experience from anxiety comes solely from the mind. So, a number of our problems stem from the fact that we have a tendency to engage in bad thinking without challenging it, particularly when it comes to how we relate to our past, present, and future. As it relates to our future, the first point we need to understand is that, you know, one of the main Stoics that tackled this was Seneca. And Seneca doesn't necessarily counsel people not to, for example, plan for the future, because a lot of our anxieties come from either planning or being worried about the future. Seneca actually tells people to plan for the future, but to just let things happen to you as they come. Not that you shouldn't plan for it, or that you shouldn't plan A, plan B, plan C type of thing. After all, Stoicism is about action, not passivity. And Seneca's highlighting the fact that we often know far less than we think about future events. And given that uncertainty, we often have no reasonable cause for our anxieties. And as Seneca puts it, that it's just good, it isn't just good luck that is fickle, but the same applies to bad luck. And we often forget that good luck is few and far between, but so is bad luck. So rest assured then that more than likely, the bad things that you are anxious about also are probably fickle. You don't know the future. And it's few and far between that the worst case scenario will actually happen when you do have anxious thoughts. Now, when it comes to the present, Seneca suggests that most of the time, nothing is really wrong right now. If we fear, for example, losing our job, and say we're probably worrying about this thing in a relatively comfortable environment. Now, this doesn't mean, you know, in a safe or secure environment, but the spot that you're worrying about it in, you're probably on your couch. You're probably on your drive to and from work, from running errands. For many of the things that we're concerned about, you are worrying about something while neglecting the present moment in a relatively comfortable spot. And that's the thing with modern CBT therapy, which focuses on catching that thought and realizing that it's just a thought and pulling yourself down to the present moment, giving in to the present moment, because this is where life is. Life is not in your imagined thoughts. And if you are worried about something and yet you are relatively healthy and feeling no pain, and you're free, like no imprisonment or anything like that, then at this moment, there is nothing wrong. This way of thinking is a consequence of the Stoic notion that the only true bad thing that can happen to us is our own bad judgment, since everything else can be endured with the right mental attitude. So there you have it, my fellow Stoics. I encourage all of you to challenge your mental impressions, as Marcus Aurelius would say, and follow the suggestions of Seneca, that being, look at where you're at right now. Where am I being, you know, anxious, you know, in the present moment? Am I sitting? Am I relaxing? Am I working out? Am I spending time with family? Am I somewhere else mentally where I shouldn't be when I should be here in this present moment? And catch those mental impressions, those anxieties, and realize that a lot of times it's just our judgments about those things that we're worried about. And a lot of times we tend to think of the worst case scenario, when in reality, firstly, we don't know the future. We can anticipate it the best that we can, but after we anticipate it and we plan for it accordingly, there is nothing left to worry about. Therefore, it is in our best interest to remain in the present moment. Catch those actions or those mental impressions, and if you are still anxious about them, ask yourself, what can you do in this present moment about that anxiety? And that would more than likely be either plan or adjust your judgment about what you're anxious about. So my fellow Stoics, I encourage you to all think about what it is that you are anxious about and challenge it. Challenge it from a Stoic perspective and remain in the present moment.